No, that's not true.
It's the family doing it. It's not the family doing it. It's the RCMP doing it. It's not us. So just you believe what you want to believe, Dad. It doesn't matter to me. I'm just letting you know. You can call me a liar all you want, but you've been lying all along. Your lawyer told us that you have not stepped foot out of British Columbia, and you're lying when you were saying you were in the States. So you got to quit your lies. They're catching up to you, Dad. You were never in the States. Dad.
No.
Dad, quit lying. Your lawyer told us the truth.
No, that's
we're
my business.
We're never in the States.
That's my business. I mean, I still have all
doesn't
my rights.
Doesn't matter. Of course it's your own business. But quit lying to everybody. We're sick of your lies. Do not lie about that.
This is my business.
It is your business. You can do what you want. You can go where you want. We don't care. Just quit lying to us. That's all I'm saying. Quit lying. And you can shut off the tape recorder anytime, Dad. Do you hear me?
So why are you checking on that? I mean, this is my business.
Just let me know. I'm trying to be nice to you. I'm trying to tell you. Be careful. You have nothing right now. Absolutely nothing. So you better not get sick because you don't have any insurance.
No, that's a lie, though. I still have my insurance.
Okay. You hear me?
Yeah.
Check into it. Call me a liar. Check into it and have proof that I'm lying. Check into it, Dad. Check on your motorhome. See what's going on with that. Call me a liar. Prove me wrong. Why would I call you and tell you a whole bunch of lies? I'm doing this to help you out, Dad. Marlene has really messed up your life. So if you want to keep on living as you are, go ahead. It really does not matter to me. It makes no difference to me. Are you listening?
Yeah.
You got the tape recorder going?
No. So you're interfering with my business then? I mean,
I'm not interfering with your business. I am letting you know. I'm giving you information, Dad.
Yeah.
Hurry, I'll let you go. I'm just giving you information. You follow through on it and see if I'm a liar or not.
Where do you get the information from?
Well, it doesn't matter where I got the information. The information is correct. Call Eli and find out. Find out about your registration on your vehicle.
No,
call the RCMP. They've been trying to get a hold of you. You're not in trouble. They just want to give you information.
Well, I never had any phone call from them.
What?
They have my phone number.
Yeah, they have your phone number. You're not calling it back.
No, I never. That's not true.
Well, then call them. Call them. They're trying to...
No, I don't. It's up
to
them.
Okay, I'm going to let you go now, Dad, because according to you, I'm just telling you a whole bunch of lies. But do your homework. Find out whether I'm lying to you or not. Why would I call you and tell you a whole bunch of lies? I'm trying to help you out.
Yeah. Well, I still have all my license on them.
Dad, you do not. You've got all the paperwork, maybe. There's none of that is any good. You have no health insurance. You have no post office box. Try mailing something to your post office. See if it all comes. It's all going to sit there. There's nothing getting mailed there. Everything's going to go back.
Go back
to the post office. Ask them. Call them. You got internet access. You can get all the phone numbers. Check on your motorhome before somebody uses it. You better follow through because they're going to be awfully mad at you if they use your motorhome and the cops take it away from them. The RCMP are watching it. I'm telling you for your own good. I'm not calling you to tell you a whole bunch of lies. Why would I do that? That's not my department to lie to you. It's Marlene's.
Well, no, this is a lie. I still have my license for everything.
Dad, you're not listening to me. Do your homework. Call me a liar. I don't care. You can call me a liar. Follow through and find out the truth on this. And don't have Marlene do it because she's gonna finagle everything. Speaking of lying, she's the one that's going to lie to you. But you better not get sick because you have no health insurance. None.
So when I'm...
You're not a Manitoba resident anymore, Dad.
When can I go home then?
Go home, but you have nothing there. What do you mean go home? You're the one that left Manitoba. Nobody made you leave. You're the one that left.
Well, I was under my lawyer's order.
Oh, you're under your lawyer's advice? Then call your lawyer and find out.
Fine.
Okay, I'm going to let you go now, Dad.
Okay.
Pauline, she can shut off her tape recorder any time now. But check for your email. I sent you an email,
okay.
Dad.
I'll check my interview. No. So I still have everything that I had before, like my health license is registration is there's no problem there.
Just call and make sure there's no problem. That's all I'm telling you. You can call me a liar all you want. It really doesn't matter. Call and get the information for yourself. Call Eli.
I have no computer
to deal with an Eli. With your registration, who do you deal with? Dad, who do you deal with?
So I have no computer to check on that, but as far as I know, everything's
okay.
That's
funny, because all your banking is done online. How does that happen? How does that work? All your banking is done online, so I don't understand how you could not have a computer.
Well, this is my business. This is none of your business. I mean, I do
my
own business.
It's absolutely none of my business. I'm just telling you. Do your homework and find out about your health insurance. Find out about your registration on your vehicle. Find out about the post office. You do your homework. You find out for yourself.
So this is my none of my your business. It's my business, isn't it?
Okay, Dad. This is the last time I'm going to help you. That's it. I'm done.
Well, this is my business.
I'm not helping you anymore.
This is not your business.
Believe me, anyways. Dad.
This is none of your business, isn't it?
I know it's none of my business. I'm letting you know. I'm giving you information. You do what you want with that. That's all I'm telling you. That really does not matter to me what you do. You do what you want. This is none of my business. You can live where you want. You can do what you want. It does not matter. I'm just giving you information.
Yeah. Right, don't say this is not my business. It's my business.
Dad, you're not listening to me. I said it is none of my business. It doesn't matter to me. I'm just telling you. You do what you want with this information.
Oh.
Okay, you have a good day, Dad, and tell Marlene to shut off the tape recorder because I'm done talking to you, and I'm not helping you again. You call Eli. Find out. Find out for yourself, and then you call me back and you call me a liar. Okay?
Say no. I mean, I don't have to call Eli. It's up to them to call me.
Why would they call you? They don't care. You're off the books with them. They don't care. It's for you to do your own homework, Dad. That's all I'm telling you. So this lying daughter is going to hang up on you because you don't believe a thing I have to say anyways. Bye.
Well, Helen, mind your own business. I'll do my own business.